This is Albert.
Hello, this is
Hello.
Marcus returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Hey, Marcus. Okay, so this has to do with a charge on my credit card for an item I purchased. Are you the person I discussed that with, or is something else, somebody else?
I could look into it for you.
Okay. All righty.
Can I get your last name?
Sure. GIAMBRO.
One second. GIA.
AMB
MB
RO
RO
NE.
NE
Uh-huh.
G Okay, let me see what we have.
Giambroni.
Okay. And your first name?
Albert, ALBERT.
And can you verify your address?
9433 West 157th Place, Overland Park, Kansas 66221.
Okay, thank you for that. One second while you're
Sure.
counseling. Okay, your account pulled up. How can I help you, sir?
Well, there were several charges that were denied by my credit card company
Right.
for 63 and change. And what that was initially, I didn't recognize what I had purchased because it had been a while before that. And so, and I didn't let them know about that, but they denied the charges. I'm not sure, maybe because they didn't recognize it either. But anyway, so I received the item. I realized what it was, and I know you look like you tried to charge it three different times on there for the item.
Okay.
And basically what happened is Costco, sent me an email, said that you get a free gift, so that it just cost shipping and handling, and it was $7.95. And then that's all I expected to purchase the charge to be in my credit card, but it turned out it was 63 and change, 63.71, I think. And I said I didn't order that kind of thing, and then I realized it later on that I actually did order, even though it wasn't worth what I ordered. Anyway, so then I had a charge for 29 and change. Also, did you see that on there as well?
Looks like the most recent one's 29.
Yeah, what's that? What was that for? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Unless they try to give it to me for a wholesale or whatever.
Looks like it's a continuation of the same bag.
Okay,
Continue.
so they
Oh,
credited back. Okay.
it's part of a sweepstakes campaign. That's what it is.
So
So all the additional charges that you're receiving is actually a part of a monthly enter into the sweepstakes
wow.
entry. So it's yeah. So that's what those
How
were.
corrupt is that, man? To tack that on. That's so anyway, what I was willing to do was give you, since I did receive the item, okay, and you had, I think they credited back to you $7.95 for the shipping and handling. So from what the cost of the item was initially, 63.71 minus the $7 and change, then I would allow whatever that difference was to credit card to be charged, and not this other bullshit, this 29 and stuff, because I don't recall agreeing to that. That's what I'd be willing to do. I don't want to stop in payments because this can go on forever. You know what I'm saying? So if you placed a charge in there again for the difference in that, then I will pay that. And that's the end of that would be the end of it, because I'm not going to pay this $29 a month or whatever it is, because I didn't sign up for that.
Okay, so I don't, you know,
You
I'm not,
understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying, but I'm not allowed to do that. But what I can do is cancel the membership so you won't be billed again. and that'll be
okay.
That'll settle, you know, the account.
Okay. Yeah. What about the other monies that for the it was a tactical backpack, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
What I initially purchased.
That's what you received, no?
I did receive that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
what I'm saying, I don't want to be a deadbeat and not pay for that.
No, that's covered. That's everything is covered. It's covered. That's covered.
So I don't know anything else then, is what you're saying?
Right. As long as you cancel the membership. Because that's what you're saying you want to do, cancel the membership, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so I shouldn't see any more charges from Limitless Apparel than on my credit card?
No.
Okay.
But give me one moment. I do have to go in the system and make the changes.
Okay.
So,
I'll hold.
Give me a second.
Sure.
Okay, sir, I was able to go in and cancel that membership for you, and I have a cancellation number if you're ready for it.
Give me one second here. Let me get a piece of paper. Let's see. Okay, go ahead.
So it's C as in Charlie.
C. Mm-hmm.
262.
962. 903. 303. 355.
355.
Okay. And that's a cancellation number? Yes. Or whatever you call it. Okay. And tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
Marcus.
Mark what?
Marcus.
Marcus. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Marcus, thank you very much. I appreciate your help in this, and hopefully we'll be able to do business again and more satisfactory on my end. Okay. All
You're
right,
welcome.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You have a good day. Likewise. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye.